This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people so far, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut out electrical power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Moving very slowly, nearly stationary.
Steve Goldstein of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that could mean major flooding as far as the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina into early next week. And Florence has already proven deadly. Governor Roy Cooper says some 800,000 people are without power, among them Art Ferrero in Jacksonville.
We've actually been barbecuing just to so we can eat. We haven't had power since Thursday.
With his neighbor's house already flooded and water still rising, Ferrero says,
if it actually comes any higher to where we're standing, the water will be inside the house.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in the Philippines say a super typhoon there has left at least 25 dead since it came ashore in the northern tip of Luzon Island. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid storm damage. Storm is the most destructive to strike the Philippines this year. However, the strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to be less than that of Typhoon Haiyan, where more than 7,300 people died in 2013. A major U.S. meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. This follows several years of litigation between Cargill Meat and 138 Muslim workers, most of them Somali immigrants. The dispute began in 2016. This is VOA News. Pope Francis appealed to members of the Sicilian Mafia to give up on a life of crime, saying the island needs not men and women of honor, but rather those of love. He was paying a one-day visit to the southern Italian island to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the killing of Father Pino Puglisi by mafia hitman. Sabina Castelfranco has our report.
Celebrating Mass for tens of thousands of Sicilians gathered in Palermo's port area, Pope Francis said to members of the mafia, "Change, brothers and sisters. Stop thinking about yourself and your money. Convert yourselves to the real God, Jesus Christ." The Pope added, "Mafiosi, if you don't do this, your very life will be lost, and that will be your greatest defeat." The Pope was on the Mediterranean island for a day to pay tribute to a priest who kept unemployed youths in the rough Brancaccio neighborhood in the Sicilian capital Palermo from turning to local mafia bosses for jobs. Father Pino Puglisi was 56 years old when he was murdered by mobsters 25 years ago. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts, that left one person dead and set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesman for the NTSB. He tells reporters they are investigating whether Columbia Gas handled the matter properly.
There are procedures that should be followed. We want to look and see what those procedures are for Columbia Gas and then see if the reaction by the controller was the appropriate reaction.
The head of Columbia Gas, Stephen Bryant, has offered his condolences to those affected by the explosions. Australian warships, aircraft, and Special Forces soldiers will help safeguard the security of world leaders at November's APEC meeting in Papua New Guinea. It will be the first time a Pacific Island country has hosted the summit. We get more now from Phil Mercer.
Defence officials have confirmed that elite Australian army units are in Papua New Guinea amid concerns the impoverished nation's military is not adequately equipped to properly secure the APEC summit. World leaders, including US Vice President Mike Pence, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and the Chinese Premier Xi Jinping, are all expected to attend the two-day gathering in November. There are fears that cruise ships that will provide temporary accommodation in PNG's notoriously dangerous capital, Port Moresby, could be vulnerable to attack by terrorists. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.